Welcome to Her, Healthy, Empowered Relationships. I'm Barry Price. Look, I know it's a lot of work. You're already listening to this. I can only imagine how many other things you've done in your life and are doing to try to have a great, healthy relationship. Whether you're still trying to find the person or just working on the relationship you have or working to get out of, let go of, and get over a relationship you've had. But the truth is, as Esther Perel often talks about, it does take effort. Relationships aren't something we can just expect to happen all on their own. So what can you do? Well, you're probably already feeling like you do a lot, but the real message is I want you to know you are absolutely worth it. And I don't just mean at the intellectual, I know I'm worth it. I know I'm great level. I'm talking about really connecting and getting back in touch with the part of you you're doing this for. Because you're not really doing this for your partner, for your guy. It's not really about finding that person. It's actually about that part of you that when you were growing up really believed in love and not believed in the romantic movie version of love. Part of you that as a little girl would laugh before she even knew to scowl. The part of you that automatically was open-hearted and loving and joyful before your parents or other people's fear and pain got into you and onto you. So, that part of you, that essential part of you that still has love and laughter and joy in a very pure state, she is absolutely worth every bit of effort. Like my client Lisa, who was just starting to find she kind of had to overcome reluctance and resistance to get out of the house, to go be in places where she could be social and meet people. And by the way, we're always working on this amazing you, not just what can I do to get the guy or get my partner to do or be a certain way. For Lisa, it was filling her life with amazing things that she truly loved going to do. And that involved meeting people, not just trying to find a guy. So, in terms of what she needed to do, she just had to reconnect to her own joy, the things she wanted to go be doing and be excited about going to do them. But yes, it took effort. There were times where she would have rather just sat on the couch and binge watched something. But she also knew that wasn't going to map to the life she wanted. She was a high-achieving woman. She hadn't gotten there by only going to class when she wanted to in school, by only reading the books and the textbooks she felt like reading when she felt like reading them. There was some effort and some sacrifice that she had put in along the way, knowing that it was for something that mattered more to her than whether she felt like reading that textbook that day or going into the office that early that morning. There is some work and some effort. Or, like Melissa, who was working on reviving a marriage that had become dead, basically. It was joyless, it was passionless, it was lifeless. And it wasn't about focusing on him, it was us helping her feel alive again. But that took the effort of her going through her 9 environments to see where was she not getting her own needs met? What was it time for her to put the time and effort into herself to enjoy living her life in a balanced, full way that gave her energy. So, today, the first thing to look at and recognize is relationships, love, you are all worth really believing that it's worth the effort. Get excited again today and decide what's the one thing I've been a little unwilling to do that I know is great for me. Embrace it and do it today because you are absolutely worth it. Much love. Please subscribe and share. I want to reach as many people as I can with this work so they can all have healthy, empowered relationships.